This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, home sales are booming in Colorado despite the pandemic, Laura Palmisano reports. First, these headlines. Montrose County Public Health reports 5 new positive confirmed cases since Monday, August 10th. The majority of cases right now are the result of travel exposure from local residents visiting out-of-state areas. County officials remind us to take precautions, including staying home for at least a week upon returning from a trip. The second most common source of coronavirus exposure has been gatherings of individuals. The runoff volume for Blue Mesa Reservoir from April through July came in at 57% of average, according to the Bureau of Reclamation. Under a drought rule for operations, this changes the base flow target at the Whitewater gauge. When the content of Blue Mesa Reservoir drops below 600,000 acre feet, the base flow target is reduced to 900 cubic feet per second. Flows in the lower Gunnison River were below even that adjusted target, so on Thursday, the Aspinall unit began increasing releases. More info about the Bureau of Reclamation is at usbr.gov. A new poll released on Thursday by a firm called GQR is the first to examine the views of likely voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. The survey of 400 likely voters finds Democrat Diane Mitchbush with 43% and Republican Lauren Boebert with 42% support. 4% of voters were undecided, with 3 other candidates splitting the remaining 11%. Mitchbush lost by 8 points in 2018 to Congressman Scott Tipton, who was defeated by Boebert in the primary this June. The big surprise from the poll was a tie in the presidential race within the 3rd District, with Donald Trump and Joe Biden each at 48% support. The 3rd District favored Trump by a 12-point margin in the 2016 election. The Associated Press reported over the weekend that President Trump plans to withdraw the nomination of William Perry Pendley to head the Bureau of Land Management. Pendley has been acting as the director of the agency for more than a year under temporary orders from Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, but hasn't been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The White House has not offered an explanation for the decision to withdraw Pendley, but according to press reports, he will remain the de facto director of the BLM. The advocacy group Center for Western Priorities released a statement from Executive Director Jennifer Rocala over the weekend saying, quote, "Keeping him on the job anyway shows the depth of disdain Secretary Bernhardt and President Trump have for the Constitution. The BLM director is a Senate-confirmed position for a reason. Whoever's in charge of 1/10 of all lands in America must be approved by the Senate." Extreme heat is blanketing our region, and that can have health implications. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, there's now a push to name heat waves like we do hurricanes.
Heat waves have been the leading cause of weather-related deaths in the U.S. for the last 30 years. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But when it comes to communicating that risk, Kathy Boffman-McLeod says extreme heat doesn't get the same attention as tornadoes or hurricanes.
And naming a heat wave gives it the seriousness and conveys the danger appropriately of this risk.
Boffman-McLeod is the director of the Adrian Arst Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center, which works to fight the impacts of climate change.
Extreme heat and heat waves are really about human vulnerability and the human body.
For example, what someone in Laramie considers a heat wave could be different from someone in Vegas. Boffman-McLeod says the real challenge right now is to create a standard definition that can be applied across variables and locations, then scientists can start coming up with names. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Home sales are booming in the West despite the economic downturn. In Colorado, sales broke records last month. Realtors across the state say they're seeing available real estate sell quickly in urban and rural areas. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano explores what's behind this trend.
Hi! Come on in!
That's Pam Jensen. I'm at her home in Ridgeway. She moved here in May from the Finger Lakes region in New York.
I had visited Ridgeway, and I really liked the town, and decided I would like to get something near the town, not out in the hills.
Jensen bought a condo. She feels fortunate to have found it, considering how fast homes are selling in the area.
I was extremely lucky to just happen to be looking at the right time. Really lucky, and this perfect opportunity came along.
Michelle Fallis is a real estate agent in Ouray and Montrose counties. She sold Jensen that condo in Ridgeway.
It's been busy, I'll put it to you that way. Things are flying off the market.
Fallis says people are moving to the area from the Front Range and elsewhere.
I definitely have had clients from outside the state, from the East Coast, both the South and Northeast.
She says locals are buying too.
There are people who have rented for a long time in this area that are suddenly purchasing their first home.
Ron Throop is an associate professor of real estate at the University of Denver. He says home sales in Colorado were strong in January and February before the coronavirus pandemic.
It's continued through the COVID time, so it is strong. There's more demand out there than supply. Some people might be surprised by that, but that's how it's worked out.
Real estate sales are skyrocketing across the state in cities like Denver, but also in rural and mountain communities such as Montrose and Lake City. Throop says there are several factors behind this trend, including record low mortgage rates and the coronavirus pandemic.
And then there's some awakening from COVID that I can work remotely. I don't have to be in town or don't have to be in town much, which allows people to move to the places of their choosing, not as much work driven.
He says some second homeowners are moving too.
Well, there's some people are relocating within the states, trying to stay out of their urban areas or taking their second home and making it their first home.
Realtor Michelle Fallis says she feels like the pandemic has shifted people's priorities.
Some people talk about wanting to be closer to nature, to do things outside, to reconnect with things that perhaps that they forgot about.
Fallis says some of her clients are relocating because of family.
Many of them are moving because of family. Some are moving to be closer to families. Some are moving to have more time to spend with their family.
I even have my driver's license now, so I'm...
That's Jack Jones.
That was a great day when I finally became a Colorado resident.
He recently bought a ranch with his son in Ridgeway. He moved here from New York State in June. His son and two grandsons are one of the reasons he relocated, but Jones says he also loves the mountains.
I first landed in Colorado from Vietnam 54 years ago and saw the place and said, someday I'm going to come back and live here. And 54 years later, here I am.
Although Jones is retired, he stays active. He hikes and mountain bikes. He says living in Ridgeway and Colorado provides him access to the outdoors. He also has a goal.
I've done 11 of the 14,000 footers, and I want to finish them up before I'm 80, so that gives me 5 years to do 42 more peaks.
Jones knows Western Colorado is a desirable place to live. That's why he moved here, but he hopes others won't do the same.
Well, I would tell them to stay home because it's too crowded already. And I want the place as much as I can all for myself. I hate to be selfish, but I love it so much. And, things can be loved to death.
Real estate experts say they expect home sales to remain strong in Colorado in the near future, but things could change. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Thanks for listening.